Jim and Kathy Collins honored as Border Texans of the Year. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, May 8, 2025. The 2025 Border Texan of the Year Gala was held on Thursday, May 8, in McAllen, Texas. It served as the official opening event for MXLAN, a festival that celebrates the culture, creativity, and spirit of South Texas. This year's honorees, Jim and Kathy Collins, were recognized for their decades of leadership, philanthropy, and service across the Rio Grande Valley. The event brought together elected officials, civic leaders, and community members to honor the couple and support regional nonprofits. Proceeds from the gala benefited the Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation, Vannie Cook Cancer Foundation, Quinta Mazatlan, South Texas College Foundation, and the UTRGV Foundation. More than $100,000 was raised to support local initiatives. The evening began with an invocation by Sister Norma Pimentel, followed by a welcome address from McAllen City Manager Isaac Tawil. Tawil described the honorees as trailblazers and emphasized their impact on economic development, education, and cultural enrichment in South Texas. He also noted that this year's gala marked a new chapter by aligning the event with the MXLAN Festival, highlighting the region's cultural legacy under the theme, "They are the roots, we are the flowers." John David Franz, co-chair of the Border Texan Committee and a former honoree himself, shared the historical origins of the Border Texan of the Year recognition, tracing it back to the 1976 Fiesta Fronteriza celebration in Hidalgo, Texas. He honored the late Joe Vera, one of the event's founders and a longtime public servant, whose vision helped shape both Border Fest and the Border Texan of the Year tradition. A scholarship in Vera's memory was announced during the evening. McAllen City Commissioner Victor Haddad presented a formal proclamation declaring May 8, 2025, as Jim and Kathy Collins Day in the city of McAllen. The proclamation cited the couple's contributions to regional institutions and their leadership through the James W. and Kathleen C. Collins Family Foundation. Additional recognitions included video messages from U.S. Senator John Cornyn and McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos. Both praised the Collins' dedication to service, education, and economic advancement in South Texas. Ruben Villarreal, representing Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz, presented a U.S. flag that had been flown over the Capitol in their honor. Dr. Guy Bailey and Val La Mancha introduced the honorees. La Mancha reflected on her lifelong friendship with Kathy Collins, describing her as a devoted mother, volunteer, and community leader. Dr. Bailey highlighted Jim Collins's business leadership and service on numerous boards, noting his involvement in banking, conservation, and higher education. Both honorees expressed gratitude to their family, professional colleagues, and the community in their remarks. Jim Collins thanked supporters and recognized the late Joe Vera for his contributions. He emphasized the importance of collaboration in building a strong region and praised institutions like UTRGV and South Texas College for their role in shaping the future of the Valley. Kathy Collins echoed those sentiments, celebrating the spirit of unity and service in the Rio Grande Valley. She thanked family members and mentors and acknowledged the significance of opening MXLAN as part of their recognition. The evening concluded with closing remarks from John David Franz, who described the celebration as a reflection of the generosity and unity that define South Texas. He thanked attendees for their support and paid final tribute to the honorees and Joe Vera's memory.